Proclamation number 8733, dated the January 23rd, 1964. God Himself is the source of the revelations. Time and again you receive the assurance from me that you will be able to come into possession of the pure truth, providing it is your sincere will. For you may rest assured that it is indeed possible for me to convey the truth to earth, because I have the power to do so. You may also believe that I am motivated by my greater than great love to bestow upon you the pure truth, because you can only attain eternal life by way of truth. And although I determine what conditions have to be fulfilled in order to receive the truth, I will surely also know myself which human being can and wants to fulfill these conditions. And thus I will also choose the right vessel for myself through which I can transmit the pure truth to earth. Therefore you need not doubt every communication from the spiritual kingdom and presume that it is interspersed with error, and you will also be able to examine each one with my help, that is, by invoking me myself to enlighten your spirit if you want to make this examination. But what would happen to you humans if there was no possibility for the pure unadulterated truth to get to earth? As long as you acknowledge a God who is truth himself, you can also ask for and expect to receive the truth from this God, because he is a God of love, wisdom and might, who wants to win you back and also knows all ways and means to reach his goal, and who also has the power to accomplish what love and wisdom decide. But you humans have to believe in me, your God and Creator, who, as Father, wants to give you everything you need in order to mature and become blissfully happy. And the most important thing is the truth, which every human being can and will receive if he seriously desires it. But if you doubt that pure truth can be given to you, if you always fear the influence of opposing forces, then you truly also deny my love, wisdom and might and give supreme control to my adversary, which he indeed has over people who do not genuinely strive for me, who thus still grant him power over themselves. And it has to be clear to you as to whether your desire for the pure truth is genuine and heartfelt. You also have to know that your intellect alone is unable to scrutinize it. You have let your heart speak, and this will clearly tell you what you may accept as truth, for your intellect can still be full of wrong ideas which you don't want to give up. In that case, however, you cannot speak of a sincere desire for truth either. You have to completely free yourselves from your previously socially acquired knowledge and only desire the pure truth from me. And then you will truly get everything back that corresponds to the truth. You will become particularly distinctly aware of all correlations, and only then will you blissfully feel that you are in possession of the truth. Much spiritual information is spread as truth which cannot lay claim to such, and therefore everything has to be examined. Your intellect alone, however, is unable to do so, yet as soon as you are in intimate contact with me and desire the truth, I will be able to enlighten your intellect, and then you will also think in accordance with the truth and be able to make a correct judgment. But what would it look like on earth if the transmission of pure truth from above were not possible? In that case I could not demand responsibility from any one of you, then the adversary would be in full control over you, and you would never have the opportunity to find me, to love and to unite with me, for all this would be prevented by the Prince of Darkness. My light, however, also penetrates the darkness. My light shines from above down to earth, and truly, every person may enter into this illumination. But light will only ever be spread by the truth, and therefore you can always be certain that Roman One, being eternal light myself, will also emanate it in the form of my word, which is purest truth and will be conveyed to those who thus sincerely desire the truth. This is the condition I make, for whoever desires the truth desires me myself. He allows me to be present in himself, since then he is also full of love for me because his will applies to me. He tries to escape from the adversary, the prince of darkness, and with it also from all error which he recognizes as the adversary's doing. I truly will not withhold the truth from anyone, for the human being should return to the light again, to brightest realization and thus enter his original state in which he was immensely happy in the beginning. Amen.